This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. US markets ended with gains overnight. They were up more than 1%. The Dow futures is pointing to a positive start. This is on the back of A, vaccine hopes, B, the likely appointment of Janet Yellen as the Treasury head because she is seen as economy focused, and three, as the Trump administration begins handing over the presidency to Joe Biden. So all that is positive, but Asian markets are a bit tentative this morning. Some are in the red, some are in the green. The SGX Nifty is pretty much flat. So let's see which way we go, but it appears the opening will be on the flatter side. As we stack up the queues, FI inflows continue to remain very positive. Overnight, the FIs bought 4,738 crore in the cash market, which means month to date, they've purchased nearly 51,000 crore rupees. Mid-caps continue with their action. So even as the frontline indices are consolidating very close to record levels, in fact, yesterday as well, the Nifty and the Sensex made a dash to those record levels. It hit those, but it retraced a bit. Mid-caps continue to do well. The mid-cap index is now at a 26-month high, and even individual large-cap stocks are doing quite well. So Bajaj Finserv up 57%. Bajaj Finance has rallied 45% this month. IndusInd Bank is up 45% this month. Tata Steel, Tata Motors up nearly 30% this month. So really, there are individual stocks which are doing exceedingly well. But even as we are very close to all-time highs, I think the street needs to take cognizance of the fact that globally, COVID cases continue to rise. In fact, it's not just in US and Europe, but even in India, because Maharashtra has issued new guidelines for travelers from Delhi and three states, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Goa. Prime Minister will be chairing a virtual meeting with chief ministers today on COVID at 10:30 a.m. So that could keep, the street a bit nervous on the possibility of further restrictions or further lockdowns. So you have to keep that in mind. So stocks like Indigo, SpiceShare, Indian Hotels, Lemon Tree could all see a sentiment hit on the back of these new SOPs for air, road, rail travel from Delhi, NCR, Rajasthan, Goa, Gujarat into Maharashtra. So these are, stocks that you need to keep on your radar. Coal India is another stock where it should be on your radar because they have increased the non-coking coal price by 10 rupees per ton, effective 1st of December. And plus, four trade unions of Coal India have served a one-day strike notice in the company as well as subsidiaries for the 26th of November. So these are some stocks that you should keep on your radar this morning. But on the whole, it appears to be a flattish side. The global markets continue to sway between sentiment, driven by rising COVID cases and vaccine hopes. With that, it's me, Reema Tendulkar, signing off. I hope you have a great trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.